controlled environment. And you come to Vrindavan and it all goes the opposite way around. Can you hear me back there? Okay. We don't have a loudspeaker system, so you might have to move a little closer, if humanly possible. Mukara Devi. She's the grandmother of Srimati Radharani on the maternal side. She lives here, and every day she goes from here to Javat. Now, you might say that's a very long distance to cover, but in Vrindavan, in Krishna's Leela, distance isn't really relevant, as also isn't time. So Mukara goes from here to wake up Radharani every morning. Mukara's very good friend is Krishna's grandmother. And when Krishna's mother, Yasoda, was a baby, Mukara also used to nurse her as well. So there's a very close bond of family and love and friendship between all the residents of the whole of the Braj area. More or less, in some way or another, there's some relationship. So Mukara, she's a little bit deaf and a little bit blind, but she's very, very sincere in her endeavors to make sure that Krishna doesn't take advantage in any way of her granddaughter. So somewhere it is said that when she comes in the morning to greet Srimati Radharani and wake her up because she's sleeping a little late, because she spent the evening hours right up until the early morning with Krishna. So when her grandmother comes, she's very sleepy. And so when she comes to wake her up, she notices that she's wearing a cloth, like a cloth, that she recognizes because she saw it the following evening on Krishna. It was Krishna's chadar. And somehow or another, in her haste to return home, Srimati Radharani has taken the wrong cloth. And Sumukara, she comes in and she's looking at this cloth. And she says, "This is the yellow cloth I saw on Krishna." Uh-oh. So Vishakha steps forward. She says, "My dear elderly lady, your eyesight is not so good. You see the sun rays are coming in the window? It's the yellow rays of the sun that are making the blue cloth look as though it's yellow." And Mukara thinks about this for a minute. Does this make sense? And while she's thinking about it, Vishakha very quickly takes the yellow cloth and replaces it with the blue cloth. And says, "You see, when the sun's not shining, it's blue." And Mukara feels a little stupid. Because when you're elderly, you often feel a little stupid. So she goes, "Oh, anyway, never mind." And sometimes she comes and she sees that yellow cloth and she thinks, "I won't embarrass them all." So she knows being old means you might be a little stupid, but you can see through a lot of things. So in that way, Mukara enhances the relationship between Radha and Krishna. And it was Mukara who was with Purnamasi when Krishna went into the, when Krishna left and Radharani went into the Jamuna in her distress. At first, Lalita and Vishakha were trying to make Radharani feel that Krishna was still there. They were saying, He's probably out cow herding right now. And riders say, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? And they say, come with us. We'll take you out. We'll find him. He must be at Golbadan. We'll just go and look. We'll find him. We'll find him. And she's saying, where is he? Where is he? And finally, when they've looked and looked, and of course, they haven't found him, then Radharani, in her desperation, she says, I want to go to the Jamuna River. And the girls take her there. And she says, I want to take shelter of the sun god because I have worshipped the sun god throughout my life. I want to take shelter of the sun god. Vishakha Devi is known to be the sun god's daughter. And she's the personification. The Jamuna and Vishakha Devi are one. So she says, I want to see my worshipful sun god. And she walks into the water, chanting Krishna's names. And all of a sudden, she's no longer visible. And all the girls are all crying. What happened? What happened? Just imagine if one of our group said, I want to swim in this water. And they walked into the kund and they started to swim. And all of a sudden they disappeared. What would we think? It's obvious what we would be thinking. And so all of the girls, all of the people who were present, actually Lalita was there, Vishakha was there. Lalita said, as soon as that happened, she said, I'm going to jump off Govardhan. And she left. And Vishakha also left. And all that was left was Mukhara and Purnamasi. And Mukhara was beside herself with grief. And she said, I'm going into the Jamuna River and drown myself as well. But Purnamasi told her, stop, old lady. Don't do such a rash act. And then as we were hearing back at the retreat center, there was a voice that announced to Mukhara that in future she would be reunited with Radha. This is in the beginning acts of Srila Rupa Goswami's play called Lalita Madhava, which is a drama that he wrote in order to write a Dwarka Leela of Krishna that was highlighting the beauty of Satyabhama. So through a process, Radha arrives in Dwarka as Satyabhama. And when she comes, already Chandravali has arrived in Dwarka as Rukmini. And when Rukmini, Chandravali, sees the beauty of Satyabhama, Radha, she has forgotten. Yogamaya has taken her memory away of their relationship in Vrindavan. And all she thinks is, Satyabhama is so beautiful. If Krishna sees her, he'll forget all about me. This is, you could say, this sounds very petty, but this is an aspect of love. That if somebody loves and treasures somebody or something, they don't want anything or anyone to interfere with that loving relationship. Now, Satyabhama Radha is feeling deep separation from Krishna. And so now she finds herself in Dwarka, and she hears that she has now been married by her father, Satyajit, to the king of Dwarka. It's the last thing she wants. Why would I want to marry a king? I want to be in Vrindavan. And so Satyabhama is very, very, very sad. And so when Rukmini sees her, Satyabhama says, I don't really want to have anything at all to do with the king of Dwarka. And Rukmini said, that's very good. That's very nice. I like that. There's a very nice place, a garden I have that was made by Vishvakarma. And that garden is like a new Vrindavan, another Vrindavan. Why don't I make you a little place out there? And Satyabhama says, wonderful. Thank you. And so Rukmini gets her out of the palace and off to Nava Vrindavan, and all goes well until one day Krishna himself decides that he wants to visit Nava Vrindavan and see the beautiful scenery that's there. And it's on his visit to Nava Vrindavan that Krishna comes in touch with Satyabhama. And as soon as he sees her, he knows who she is. But she doesn't know who he is immediately. And then a whole lot of interesting palace intrigue takes place with Satyabhama, Krishna going to see Satyabhama, Rukmini trying to figure out where he's gone, when did he leave, what's he doing, Madhu Mangal being very clever, the parrot sometimes giving the wrong message to the wrong person, until eventually Rukmini decides that this is so difficult. I have to send her to my father's place in Kundina. It is too difficult being here with her. My husband is too much attracted to her. And just at that time, the residents of Vrindavan are coming to visit Krishna in Dwarka, according to this Leela that Srila Rupa Goswami has written. And when they arrived, just at that very moment, Satyabhama heard that she was going to be sent away, and she decided that the only thing she could do now was to walk into the waters of the Yamuna in this new Vrindavan and finish her life in the midst of the poisonous snakes that exist at Kaliyagat. And so she starts walking into the water. And meanwhile, from the other side, the residents of Vrindavan are coming, including Mukara. And they're coming to see Krishna. When they arrive, they're crying. They're so happy to see him. And then they look around and they notice that different personalities that they meet or see are actually from Vrindavan. And then the only one that they haven't met is Satyabhama, and it's Mukara who wanders off to bring some message to Satyabhama. And Mukara comes running back, and she goes to Purnamasi, and she whispers something in her ear in great excitement. And Purnamasi's like, and Mukara's saying, and so eventually they all go to see Satyabhama. And they realize that Satyabhama is actually Radha. So Mukara is the one who discovers this first. And then all the residents of Vrindavan all come together. Then Rukmini remembers, oh, this is my sister. This is Radha. And all her tension and all her anxiety goes away. And she made Krishna make one promise when they married. She said, you have to promise me, if you marry me, you will not marry any other girl. That's why Krishna is going behind here and there. And that's why Rukmini is so upset. What is he doing? He promised me. But then she agrees to change her promise, the promise from Krishna. And in this drama of Srila Rupa Goswami, everything ends very beautifully with Krishna accepting everyone, all the gopis, as his own. So Mukara, she weaves in and out of all the leelas of Krishna in Vrindavan. She is a regular figure. After she goes to see Krishna Radha in the morning, she goes from Javat all the way to Nandagram, because then she wants to see Krishna in the morning. So in the Leela of Krishna, this is the important part to understand, that everybody, even those who look as if they have some kind of animosity, like Jatila, they're all serving the pleasure of Krishna. And it's really a fact that something that takes you a lot of effort to achieve, when you achieve it, the satisfaction is equal to the effort that you put into that particular achievement. So Krishna enjoys the fact that he has to go behind, in between, over the top, here, there, and everywhere, climb out a window, climb in a window, do so many things in order to meet with Radha and the gopis. And Mukara has her role to play. So here we have three ladies. That's why I was saying, I thought to myself, the only people who should come here are ladies or gentle men. Because they're going to have to submit themselves to three ladies. We have one devotee here who lives here or staying here at the present time. So he may like to share something of the nature of this Mukarai with us. Before we came, Vrindavan Vinod came up to me and he said that this village is famous for the fact that it gives madukari to all the sadhus that live in Radhakund. When they go to get their lunch, madukari, they all come here, nowhere else. And the residents of this village very generously serve them all. So we're in a very, he said it's a very famous place actually, Mukarai. And it's a place you can tell there's such a sense of generosity here. The people are farmers, so this whole area around, they're farming. And they deliver their best wishes to everybody who comes here. So would you like to speak a few words?
In this village, spiritual culture is still alive. As Mataji just said, a lot of sadhus from Radhakund comes here for Madhukari. All local Brajavasis are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Here are more than 100 families that who strictly follow Vaishnava rules and regulations. They follow ahimsa, they do not eat any meat. They also do not eat any food which they can buy from somewhere, which materialistic people were cooking. If you stay here, you can see that all day long they do worship. I didn't see any other villages in which every day they do Harinam Sankirtan. Here is Ramesh Baba, local Rajavas, very respectful. Usually he leads Harinam. Every day at 5:30 a.m., local people gather together. They do parikrama around all the village. They give their obeisances to all the deities of this village. In the center of this village, Madhav Baba lives. Local people relate to him as a saint because many, many years he performs his bhajan here. They offer respect to him also. Then after the circulation, they come here and do Mangal Arati from temple to temple.
Radharani.
This is three main temples here. Same people which every day chant in the morning, then also from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. they also chant. It's mostly grandmothers. They chant bhajans, glorifying Srimati Radharani. And also every day they have evening arati. In the fields close to this village, a lot of Babaji still lives, Mauni Baba, Mohan Baba, and others who live here many, many years and perform their bhajan. Some of them, like Mauni Baba, they accept Vrata not to tell any material, any words connected to material topics, only Hare Krishna, holy name, and Krishna Katha. And they avoid materialistic association. If you try to give them some money, they will not accept. It's a very big fortune if you just can give some service to them, can offer some service to them. This village is also famous because of Mukhara Devi was a very good dancer. Once she performed very unusual dance.
Chakula dance.
Big lampada like a pyramid. They put it on their head. And many lights are burned. Thousands of lights. And she danced with it. It is very heavy. This dance is performed in many places, but once a year it starts in Mukharai. Like a festival.
They still do that today?
Every year. In two words.
Thank you. Thank you. We came here 2 days ago. I guess it was around about 4 o'clock, and the ladies were sitting in this Giriraj temple, and they were all singing. And as you see in Braj, when we came in, the first lady started dancing. Dancing round and round. It was really nice. So this is one of the things that this is one of the reasons we come here, is to get the feeling. One of the reasons we come here is to get a feeling of the flavor of Vrindavan. And even though we're looking at modern day Vrindavan with auto rickshaws, motor scooters, modern schools, and so many up-to-date phenomena, still there's this inherent spirit of Braj that is what we come here anxious to connect with. I remember one time reading a book called Mathura Vrindavan. It was written in 1870 by a government officer who had come to be like the district overseer from Mathura. And he was a Christian, and he wanted to express to everybody the superiority of his religion. However, in a critical way, he said something. Mukara doesn't want it.
It's too high tech.
Okay, here we go. In a critical way, he was criticizing Vrindavan, and he said, the problem with the people in Vrindavan is that you can't get this religion out of them. This Krishna, 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 it goes through all the fibers of their life. And this was spoken long after Vrindavan had the full beauty that we hear about in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're very fortunate to be in the presence of serious practitioners who are on a far higher level of fixedness and determination than we are. And to come here with that sense that I've come here to learn something. I've come here to take something away with me when I return to the various parts of the world or of India from where I've come. And those little impressions that we take when you look at something or someone and it strikes you, those little impressions are so important for the development of our understanding and a picture of what is Krishna and Krishna's Leela. So we've come here at great difficulty, by auto there and auto there. I think you should all get autos all the way back. Forget about the bus. But we're just so fortunate to be here. So if you would like, if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to try and answer them. And if not, if you'd like, you can just wander here a little bit. Yes. And in that way, you can take a little bit of this atmosphere.
I just had a simple...
This, can you ask Baba, the Kun, any Leela?
Radha Rani, Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi, you have Bali me chila hai.
Please sit down, sit down. Radha Rani,
or Lalita Vesakha, Sakhi jitni bari, Raj Mandal Sai.
This place, including Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi, they all used to come here and the Ras Mandal was here.
This Ras Mandal mein, Radharani, Lalita Sakhi, jo sakhiyan thi, jo baad bajati thi, to ye sila jo hai baadmi sila, us pakkar ko hi baja karke Krishna ji ko, us tab bajati, aur khelti thi.
So, when the Sakhis used to come here,
yes.
Radharani and Lalita Sakhi and Shaka
Sakhi, can you be louder,
they used to play the instruments. They used to play the instruments.
Instrument of the
different instruments, musical instruments.
Okay, so what he's saying is, one second, what he's saying is that this place is very special because the Sakhis would come here, Lalita, Vishaka, Radharani. And there's a Rasa Mandala just over here where sometimes they would be doing their dancing and meeting with Krishna, and they're used to play instruments.
What I understand, he said that Shila, that Giriraj Shila, that is Vadya Shila, yes.
That won't help, Prabhu, that won't help, because there's people there and people there.
He just stops right there in the middle.
There. Yes, that's good, that's good.
Yeah, and what he's saying is, there is a stone there.
Yes.
They were playing that stone like an instrument, like a musical instrument. That's why it is called Bajni Shila. It is called Bajni Shila, the playing stone.
जैसे ये जो बाद्य तो थे नहीं, पहले जो है बाद्य थे नहीं, तो उन्होंने उस पत्थर को ही बजाया.
So there was no instrument like a mridanga or a violin. So they were using the stone and playing the stone as a musical instrument.
So aaj bhi usme dhwani nikalti hai.
So even today you can hear the tunes in that particular stone.
Aaj bhi. Have
you all seen this stone?
No. Okay. When we leave this mandir, there's another mandir right next door, which has a Giriraj Shila, and on the left-hand side there's a stone. And something that you can tap the stone with. And you can hear how it has a beautiful sound.
Koi patthar nahi bajta. Sab dab dab karte hain. Lekin ye jo sila hai, isme swar nikalte hain.
So usually the stone, if you just tap, it just makes a very loud noise, but not the different tunes and ragas, but that particular stone, if you tap, it'll have different musical notes.
और यहाँ का जो चरखुला नृत्य है, चरखुला जिसको लेडीज जो रखती हैं सिर पर, तो ये मुखरा रानी राधा के जन्म उत्सव पर, तो उन्होंने एक काठ का जो पहिया, रथ का पहिया, उस पर दीपक जला करके वो नृत्य किया.
So this charkola dance, which Prabhuji was also describing, is by keeping this entire pyramid-like thing in the head. That's specifically done in the...
Ratha.
Charkha, wheel. Charkha, wheel.
Okay.
Usme ek se aath deepak hote hain.
Okay. So they actually keep the wheel of a cart or a chariot, and they have 108 lamps on that wheel.
Wow.
And they dance with that wheel, especially on the birthday of Srimati Radha.
और उसमें 72 किलो वजन होता है, 72 किलो वेट.
72 kilos.
Keep going. Don't be discouraged.
उसमें उसको रख करके और महिला जो है नृत्य करती है
so the ladies,
आज भी होता है
so even today the ladies dance with that entire 72 kilos
field on their head परंपरा चली आ रही है 5000 वर्ष पहले की जो है कृष्ण भगवान की लीला का आज भी होता है
so for 5000 years that tradition is coming down and even today it is being followed
only in this village
इसी गांव में होता है इसी गांव से चला है
इन दिस विलेज एंड इट हैज स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम दिस विलेज
एंड अदर प्लेसेस आल्सो ब्रज
और देशों तक विदेशों तक इसको प्रसारण किया
सो सम पीपल वी आल्सो डू दिस इंटरनेशनली बट इट ऑल स्टार्टेड हियर ओके
हां मुखरारा
ये नृत्य जो है यहां का बहुत मशहूर नृत्य है ये होली की दौज के दिन होता है आज साल
होली की
उसमें बम्ब का जो वाद्य है बहुत बड़ा वाद्य होता है तो उसको बजाते हैं और महिलाएं नृत्य करती है बहुत बड़ा महाराज होता है
It's almost like a ras. That's what he's.
Or rasiya gaate hain hum log.
And the, everywhere he sings the bhajans and the songs.
Very
nice.
Vivo.
क्या होता है अरे समय ते कूतो अचक चढ़े आयो रसिया ओए गए सब पहर मारे ओए गए सब पहर जब जन्म लिया
सो व्हेन लॉर्ड कृष्णा वाज बोर्न
मथुरा में
इन मथुरा
जेलों में
जेल में इन द जेल
तो वसंतदेव के यहां जन्म लिया
सो ही वाज बोर्न इन द हाउस ऑफ वसंतदेव
तो उस टाइम पर ठाकुर जी ने जब जन्म लिया
सो व्हेन लॉर्ड कृष्णा वाज बोर्न
तो वसुदेव जी इस लाला को लेकर के गोकुल गए जमुना जी में होकर के पार करके
वसुदेव टुक द यंग बोर्न सन through the Yamuna to Gokul.
तब जो पार कर रहे थे
so when he was crossing,
तो ये जो है जमुना जी में वसुदेव जी जब जा रहे थे जमुना जी चढ़ आई
तो जमुना जी was rising and raising.
तो स्तूप जो होता है
सूप जो होता है उसमें ले जा रहे थे.
द बास्केट व्हिच ही वाज कैरिंग लॉर्ड.
तो ठाकुर जी ने चरणों को, चरण जो ठाकुर जी है उनमें लटका दिए.
सो बिकॉज यमुना वॉज वेरी ईगर टू टच लॉर्ड कृष्ण, शी वॉज यू नो रेजिंग अप, सो द लॉर्ड जस्ट टुक हिज फीट आउट ऑफ द बास्केट.
तब जो है उन चरणों को जमुना जी ने स्पर्श किया.
जमुना टच द वॉटर्स, टच द फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड.
तब जो उतर गई.
देन शी काम डाउन एंड शी बिकेम.
छुई के चरण उतर गई, यमुना हंस गए और रसिया. ये है ना, लाला लाला गोकुल में पहुंच गए.
लॉर्ड रीच गोकुल.
लाला पहुंच गए गोकुल में. तो आनंद जो है बरस गया पूरे ब्रजमंडल में. तो आनंद छाया ब्रजमंडल में. तब बड़े हो गए, तब लूट लूट करके माखन.
सो व्हेन ही ग्रू अप ही स्टार्टेड स्टीलिंग बटर फ्रॉम एवरी हाउस.
माखन लूट लूट करके गोपीन के यहाँ से. लूट लूट तद माखन खायो ऐसा रसिया.
सो ही इज दैट काइंड.
वो जो रसिया है वो कृष्ण है.
कृष्ण इज द रसिया.
कृष्ण रूप है.
सो ही इज द वन हु एंजॉयज द रसा बाय स्टीलिंग माखन फ्रॉम ईच एंड एवरी हाउस.
तब ये जो मैंने सुनाया.
सो दैट इज द सॉन्ग ही वाज एक्चुअली.
छोटी और हो जाए, छोटी लीला और हो जाए,
छोटी लीला हो जाएगी.
श्याम चूड़ी बेचने आया क्या ठाकुर जी? अरे मनिहारी का वेश बनाया. श्याम चूड़ी बेचने आया, चूड़ी उसमें भरी झोली कंधा धरी. चूड़ी उसमें भरी झोली कंधा धरी. अरे गलियों में शोर मचाया. श्याम चूड़ी बेचने
So he is singing the pastime where the Krishna came as the person who sells bangles. So he actually had a lot of bangles. He made a whole bag out of it, and disguising himself as a person who has come to sell bangles, he came.
Barsane.
He came to Barsana.
Jahan Radha ji ne Barsane ki galiyon mein shor machaya. Shyam Choodi bechne aaya.
He was shouting in all the streets of Barsana that I'm selling bangles, please come.
Lalita ne suni Radha se kahi.
Lalita heard this and told Shrimati Radha Rani.
Lalita ne kahi, Lala, Lalita ne suni Radha se kahi. Us Shyam ko turat bulaya. Kya? चूड़ी वाले को तुरंत बुलाया. श्याम चूड़ी बेचने आया.
The bangle seller was immediately called into the house of Radharani. He was invited, so he came into the house of Radharani.
Radharani कह रही है, चूड़ी लाल नहीं पहनू, चूड़ी हरी नहीं पहनू.
I won't wear a red bangle, I won't wear a green bangle.
चूड़ी हाँ लाल नहीं पहनू, चूड़ी हरी नहीं पहनू. मुझे श्याम रंग मन भाया. श्याम चूड़ी बेचने आया.
I like the bluish dark color of bangles. If you can get that, I would have to.
मनिहारी का भेष बनाया. श्याम चूड़ी बेचने आया.
The bangle seller is coming to sell bangles.
ये जो बहुत लीला है, बहुत लीला है, सुनाने में तो बहुत है, अनेकन है.
One more leela and then the Sheila.
ये जो बरसाने से मथुरा के लिए दूध दही बेचने के लिए कंस के यहाँ आया करती थी.
सो सखी यूज्ड टू वॉक फ्रॉम बरसाना to sell the curd and yogurt till the, where in Mathura where Kamsa was. So he's going to sing that leela.
So Krishna Bhagwan jo hai Thakur ji beech mein ye Dan Ghati hai.
So in the middle there is
Dan
Ghati near Govardhan. So Krishna used to be standing there.
So Jadika Dan lete the.
He used to take collect tax of curd and yogurt. Where are you going? You give this to me.
अरे ग्वाले ने कर दे मोले दही को मोकू माखन तनक चखाए अजी माखन तनक चखाए मोकू माखन तनक चखाए ओ ग्वाले ने कर दे मोले दही माखन तनक चखाए अरे सुन गुजर बरसाने बारी ओ सुन गोरी बरसाने बारी Then he says something even more interesting. He said, even we have pots. So we are going to the kund.
We are taking all the water and we are going to pour it all over you. And you are going to get completely drenched because that's been our tradition for such a long time. That's what he said. So that's our tradition. So we are going to do our tradition, drench you fully. So if you don't want to do that, give me a cusp of
water.
That's the other thing. Very wonderful. Thank you, Madhu. So then he says, okay, you're not still not giving. Okay, I'm giving you a warning. Today night, all the butter in your house is going to get stolen. Forewarning, we are going to come there and we are going to steal everything. So you have been forewarned. You don't want that? Just give me a bit of butter.
We'll go out through the temple, and there's a very small temple next door, so you'll have to go a few at a time, spend some time, and come out so that others can go in.